just like you, saying the things I couldn't say. Simple words. You can't hide the meaning hidden in the song, hidden in the song, in the song.
Hello there, everybody. This is the Doctor. It's time for another TARDIS Jukebox here on WMFO in Medford. And this is an exciting TARDIS Jukebox because, amongst other things...
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Free...
All right, that's better. Amongst other things, this is my first show back in the studio since March of 2020, and I only did 3 shows before we shut everything down for COVID. So, as you've already noticed, there'll probably be a few mistakes here and there, but I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to move on to the next thing, which is something for Kirsten. It's The Modern Lovers and Pablo Picasso. With any luck. Okay.
Pick up girls and get called assholes. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street, girls could not resist the stare, and so Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Alright, this is it. pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street, girls could not resist the stare, and so Pablo Picasso was never called.
And there's Jonathan Richman, and coming up next, it's the OCs. They already played the Sinclair a week or so ago, and it was a great show. Went to see them. The double drummer thing works really well for them. So here they are.
Even
me through. I'll let you know.
Brand new from local artist Abby Barrett, that's I Will Let You Know. She got Greg Hawks from The Cars to play keyboards on that. Not bad, eh? And now, time for some Nick Cave. And time some soon, here.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. When it's understood, yeah. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. And make believe they got a lot of dirt up their sleeve. Wonder why, baby, you treat me so cold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll.
So there's Dr. John, Let the Good Times Roll, here on WMFO in Medford. One of the nice things about being back in the studio doing the show live is you can comment on things that are actually happening that day. Like tonight, we've got Yankees, here in Fenway Park to play the Red Sox in the one-game wildcard series. And the weather is great for fall baseball, which means basically that it's not that great for baseball. But anyhow, it's going to be a lot of fun. You can turn the sound down, listen to music while the game goes on, because after all, it is baseball. There's plenty of downtime to keep listening, like to Arthur Russell.
I really wanted to stay away. You wanted this time. Stay away. You're trying to stay away. And it's about 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. Been up all night. I had to finish my work. I knew I had to. As I looked out the window, it was bright sunlight on the orange bricks of the next building. Very bright light somehow reflecting. And through the window, if I was able to understand, I guess why I couldn't stay awake. It was not conscious. Before I'd realized I couldn't stay awake anymore. But now, it's even worse than before. I was listening to a tape of a lecture on... Buddhism, at which I was present. I
was at the lecture.
Heard myself asking a lot of stupid questions.
He was asking a lot of stupid questions.
I was thick-headed at the lecture, sitting there on the floor. But to hear it all now, it's even worse than before. Those shoes I have, there's some name in them I
can't remember.
Hey, I found them in a wastebasket about to be empty. They're mostly the only shoes I wear. I found them, they had been worn. Bottoms were worn off on the edges. But they're mostly in good shape.
Very good shape.
I found that they fit me. I was very happy. There was something about them that sticks to the feet.
When I walk,
makes a noise. I kept wearing them. They got wet many times, and now the stitches that hold them together on the sides is coming apart. Everywhere. And you can see my colored socks in the hole where they come apart. But they stick to the floor when I walk still.
They stick to the floor.
Very noticeable. I stepped in some sticky stuff that spilled by the door. Since then, it's even worse than before. On Broadway, one night, there was this fairly high-pitched, loud tone that sounded like a siren. People were looking around to see where it came from. The food store on the corner provided a lot of the light. Because it was open, pretty soon, I realized that the sound was coming from
one car
that was parked on the street nearby. It was empty and locked as I walked toward it. It became even louder. I first noticed the sound when I walked past the store, but now it's even worse than before. I really wanted to show somehow how things deteriorate, or how one bad thing leads to another. At first, there were plenty of things to point to. Lots of people, places, things, ideas, turning to shit everywhere. I could describe these instances. But the more I thought about them, the less they seemed to be negative things, but appeared in the seeds of something completely new and productive. And I couldn't talk about them in the same way. But I knew it was true that there really are dangerous crises occurring in many different places. But I was blind to them. Once it was easy to find something to deplore. But now, it's even worse than before. The question is whether or not this kind of music is going to hypnotize you. Do you resent being made to listen to this monotonous music or having to listen to such boring sentences. Friends have said that by producing this kind of music, people are put to sleep. In fact, I've always thought this. I've always disliked the Rolling Stones since I found out what they were up to. So in the prospect of doing this very hypnotic music came to my mind, I realized that I should at least bring up the problems of listening to this kind of rhythm, that its regularity may temporarily take your mind off the more important tasks we have. I had to decide if it was in our best. It just present this. But now that I went ahead and did it after asking what it was for, now it's even worse than before.
Thank you.
There's Pentangle and When I Get Home, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. I am the Doctor. This is TARDIS Jukebox, the first one with me back live in the studio in a year and a half. Exciting, isn't it? But we're still going to continue on with this little this chill folky mode for a little bit longer, and this one is from Priscilla Herdman.
First time it was fathers, the last time it was sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns, and you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you to be was mother's daughter's wife. Just remember the tears your mother shed as they sat and read their papers through the lists and lists of dead, and the gold frames held the photographs that mothers kissed each night, and the door frames held the shocked and silent strangers from the fight. Time it was fathers, the last time it was sons, and in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns, and you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives, 'cause all they taught you who to be was mother's daughter's wife. 21 years later, with children of your own, the trumpet sounded once again, and the soldier boys were gone, and you drove their trucks and made their guns and tended to their wounds, and at night you kissed their photographs and prayed for safe return. When you'd done the work of men, so you worked to help the needy, and you never trod on toes, and the photos on the pianos struck a happy family pose. And the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons, last time it was sons, and
to work in a diner. Never saw a woman look finer. I used to order just to watch her float across the floor. She grew up in a small town, never put her roots down. Daddy always kept moving, so she did too. Somewhere on a desert highway, she rides a Harley Davidson.
That, of course, was Neil Young here on WMFO. The song was Unknown Legend. Now, TARDIS Jukebox will start to speed up a little bit again. We will pick it up with Parquet Courts.
Car crash, hand the falsetto. I can narrate the heat you took last night, last through the sunrise, and as we scrape the frost, you say you can't stay. All you've become from a chemical to firing control.
Born and raised to be depressed, and in the radio they play West. Be be a sub, but don't try to warn. Call on the pump checks, back to the start.
A couple of new songs there. First, we had Wizard of Loneliness with Moneybags off their Last Words album. And then it was Lassie. The song was Go West, and it was the golden age of, and, you know, I'm not sure what it would be the golden age of at this point, but maybe the golden age of noisy synthesizers. Who knows? Anyhow, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the TARDIS Jukebox. We're winding up towards the end of our first live-in-the-studio show in a year and a half. And we've got something from the band called Arcing. Frank Zappa and Trying to Grow a Chin brings us up to the end of TARDIS Jukebox for this week. I am the Doctor. Thanks for being my listener. Let's do this again next week. Remember, if you need to get in touch with the Doctor to make requests or make complaints or whatever else you might want to do, you can find the information you need at y42k.com. Now,
death's door. I wonder if you'd think to yourself, I wish the slave would weigh some more. In the end, it's well and good that you